This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us for episode 112 of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. My name is Casey.
And mine's Ren.
And we are joined this week by the newest member of our family. Ren, would you like to introduce who is sitting on your shoulder right now?
Oh, sure. His name is Rico. Here, he is a bearded dragon.
So, Ren finally got her wish, and we got her a pet. You want to tell the story of how Rico came to our family?
Sure. So earlier yesterday, we just went shopping just for fun. And we went to this pet shelter because we were just looking for stuff for my birthday. And then we saw Rico. My mom picked him up and I said I loved him. And I was convincing my mom because the next time if we came there, he probably wouldn't be there anymore since he's only been there for 2 days. And he's 3 years old. And my mom and we just were like, I really want him. So we ran to the store and got everything. And then we came back and picked him up.
And now we have a bearded dragon named Rico in our family. If you're watching the YouTube video, he's
taking a nap,
crawling up my shoulder into my hair. We are going to say goodbye to Rico in a minute, but we wanted you guys to see him. We wanted to share. Oh, he's up in my hair. Okay, Ren, we're going to let you take Rico and put him back in his home. We will have lots more of Rico on our social media so you guys can see how he's doing and all the things. So if you don't follow us, make sure you check us out on Instagram and Facebook and you can see all about Rico and how he's doing and all the things. So anyway, and also, Ren, something new has happened since the last time you recorded. Something new in your mouth has happened since the last time. Tell them about that mess in there.
So I got braces last Tuesday.
And your voice is going to be a little... Yeah. Because what else is in there besides braces?
I have an expander inside of my mouth. It's kind of just like a big metal bar that you expand. So, yeah.
So Ren has what's called a crossbite, which means that her top teeth don't go all the way around her bottom teeth like they're supposed to. Like one of the sides kind of stops halfway and it doesn't. Her top jaw isn't big enough to fit over her bottom, so we have to expand it. And it was a rough start, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But you're good now. She's been so brave. I'm so proud of you. But braces, a new bearded dragon, and your birthday's coming up. It is just, it is a crazy time for Ren. Yeah. So would you like some crazy jokes to go with your crazy time?
Sure.
All right, our first joke comes from listener Briar, and he made this up.
Thank you, Briar.
Why do crocodiles swim upstream in the river? Because they're in denial. Like the Nile River. They're in denial.
Okay, that's a good one.
All right, this joke comes from listener Huddy.
Thank you, Huddy.
I think Huddy is his nickname, because his name's Hudson. How do you put an alien to sleep? You rock it. That's a great joke. You rock it. That's good. All right. This joke comes from listener Timmy. Thank you, Timmy. Oh, Timmy is a Patreon subscriber.
Thank you, Timmy.
What do you get when you cross a porcupine with a turtle? A slowpoke.
I knew that.
Yeah. You've probably never had a slowpoke. Parents, do you remember when you were a kid and they had like slowpokes and it was basically hardened caramel on a stick and you had to bite it and you'd pull it really far with your teeth and you could never have a slowpoke right now with those braces in. But that used to be a kind of candy when I was a kid. All right. And our last joke comes from listener Coralie.
Thank you, Coralie.
She's a Patreon subscriber too. So thank you extra. How do you make one vanish? Like O-N-E. How do you make one vanish? You add a G and it's gone. It's a riddle joke.
It is.
I'm going to ask Quinn that one because I want to see if she would get it. Those were great jokes. Thank you, everybody.
I have a good joke, too. What do you get when you cross a vegetable and a dog?
A vegetable and a dog. I don't know.
A cauliflower.
Oh, cauliflower. That's a good one. I like it. All right, Ren. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you set?
Maybe.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number 1. The category is animals. Question 1. What animal uses its bill to detect movements and subtle electric fields underwater produced by its prey? Question 2. What kind of animal is known for hibernation? Question 3. True or false? Owls can turn their heads all the way around. Question 4. What is the slowest animal on Earth? Question 5. What kind of animal is a Komodo dragon? Question 6. During the summer, reindeer's eyes are a golden or brown color, but what color do they change to in the winter? Question 7. Which animals hold hands in the water while asleep? And now the round 1 answers. Question 1. What animal uses its bill to detect movements and subtle electric fields underwater produced by its prey?
I think I'm going to do platypus.
A duck-billed platypus is the answer. Platypuses have thousands of mechanoreceptors and electroreceptors in their bill skin to hunt prey in murky rivers and streams. So platypuses have that duck bill. It's almost like has a leathery outer covering, right? So inside that, it has all of these sensors that can sense if there's prey, because they sometimes live in like murky water where they can't see. So their bill goes and it senses when there's prey and they can get them. Huh. Platypuses are God's vegetable soup. He just threw everything in a bucket and stirred it up and made a platypus. Crazy. Question 2. What kind of animal is known for hibernation?
Bear?
I have bear because I feel like they're most known. Hibernation is a voluntary state that an animal enters into to conserve energy when food is scarce and to minimize exposure to winter elements. Some other animals that hibernate include bats, bumblebees, chipmunks, hedgehogs, deer mice, groundhogs, ladybugs, skunks, turtles, wood frogs, and snakes. I didn't realize there were so many animals that hibernate.
Yeah.
That's a lot of them. So if you said any of those, and there's even some more that I didn't list, you can get it right. But I didn't realize that they're not really like fully asleep. They're just like super relaxed and their heartbeat slows down just because there's not a lot of food and it's really cold. So they need to conserve energy. Question 3, true or false? Owls can turn their heads all the way around.
True.
It is false. They almost can. So all the way around would be 360 degrees. Owls can turn their head 270 degrees around.
So just like to here?
Yep, about 3/4.
Yeah.
So we can probably turn our heads, what, like 180? Yeah, so owls can go farther than that, but not all the way around. Question 4, what is the slowest animal on Earth?
A slug?
Good guess. It is a 3-toed sloth.
Oh, right. Oh.
So when you think of things that are slow, you think of snails, right?
Turtles.
Yeah, turtles also. But I read that sloths are even slower than snails. They do not move very much at all. At all. Question 5. What kind of animal is a Komodo dragon?
A lizard?
It is a lizard. The biggest lizard, in fact. The king of all the lizards.
Was that what that guy had at place yesterday?
No, but let me tell you about what happened. We were at PetSmart getting all the supplies for old Rico, and this guy came in with a lizard that was, he was carrying it like a toddler. He was carrying it like in his, on his chest, and it was from his neck all the way down to like its tail was hanging down past his knees. It was enormous. It started with a T. It was called a tegu. T-E-G-U. It was the most, it was like the size of a dog. It was so big. And he was carrying it and he let Quinn and Ren pet it. Its tongue was about the size of a ruler.
Its tongue was about the size of Rico.
And he was carrying this thing around PetSmart. Everybody stopped and like had their mouth open to watch this giant lizard being carried by a man walk through PetSmart. It was nuts. Question 6. During the summer, reindeer's eyes are a golden or brown color. But what color do they change to in the winter?
Gray?
They turn blue. This is due to the physiological changes in the eye that take place when pupils dilate to adapt to extremely low light conditions in the Arctic. So because, like in the Arctic, it's dark in the winter most of the time. And so their eyes literally change color to adjust for the low light in the sky. Crazy. It is weird, but it's just something that they've done to adapt. Question 7. Which type of animal holds hands in the water while they sleep?
Turtles.
It is otters. Sea otters are very social animals that often form groups called rafts. When they sleep, they hold hands with each other to prevent drifting apart. And if you have never seen an otter hold hands while they're sleeping, it is the cutest thing you'll ever see. Adorable.
Round number 2, the category is video games. Question 1. What game features birds being launched from a slingshot to destroy structures and defeat pigs? Question 2. What game series follows the adventures of a young boy named Link as he battles monsters and solves puzzles? Question 3. What game involves stacking colorful blocks to clear lines and prevent the stack from reaching the top? Question 4. What game involves jumping over barrels and climbing ladders to rescue a princess from a giant ape? Question 5. In the game Among Us, what is the main objective of the crewmates? Question 6. What game explores a hotel run by ghosts, finding different themes on each floor and saving friends after the group is tricked into visiting it? Question 7. Dressed in purple and black, with an upside down L on his cap, What skinny and mustachioed character made his debut in the 2000 Nintendo 64 game Mario Tennis? Round two answers. Question one. What game features birds being launched from a slingshot to destroy structures and defeat pigs?
Angry Birds.
It is Angry Birds. Yes. Different types of birds can be slung-shotted, can be shot at the pigs to break all the buildings and the walls.
It's like little blue guys, and then there's that big guy named Bomb, and then there's that one triangle guy.
Yep, and the red guy. He's the main guy. Question two. What game series follows the adventures of a young boy named Link as he battles monsters and solves puzzles?
Zelda.
The Legend of Zelda. Do you know who Zelda is?
No.
She's the princess. She's the princess he's trying to save. Zelda. Question three. What game involves stacking colorful blocks to clear lines and prevent the stack from reaching the top?
Tetris.
It is Tetris. This was a classic game that started when I was a kid. I remember staying up late at night at a friend's house and the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
there was like a... You could pick three different types of music. So, depending upon your mood, you could pick your Tetris jam. Question four. What game involves jumping over barrels and climbing ladders to rescue a princess from a giant ape?
I know what it is. Like there's this guy, not a guy, like standing on the top, and then there are all those like levels with ladders.
Yeah.
Chucks barrels, like fiery barrels.
You're exactly right. The answer is DK. Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong. Yeah, so Mario is trying to get up the ladders and across the lines to rescue the princess from Donkey Kong. That's where Mario first was introduced in the game Donkey Kong. That came before Super Mario Brothers because Mario was the character in Donkey Kong. Yep. Question five. In the game Among Us, what is the main objective of the crewmates?
Fix the oxygen tank.
To complete the tasks and to identify the imposters among them.
I didn't understand what you meant. I thought you meant like what's like most used task. Like one of them, you have to put the code in to download the files. And like another one is like fix the oxygen tank.
Well, aren't you trying to find the imposters? Isn't that always the goal?
Yeah.
And stay alive. Okay. Question six. What game explores a hotel run by ghosts, finding different themes on each floor and saving his friends after the group is tricked into visiting it?
Luigi's Mansion. We have this game. We used to play it a lot and then we finished it. And then
we have Luigi's Mansion 3. Quinn solved it with the help of the internet because it was hard to find some of the ghosts and stuff. They wandered around for a long time aimlessly and were finally like, I need some help. So we did solve Luigi's Mansion 3, though. Question 7. Dressed in purple and black with an upside-down L on his cap, what skinny and mustachioed character made his debut in the 2000 Nintendo 64 game Mario Tennis?
Waluigi
is a family favorite. I feel like you and Brooks always fight over who gets to be Waluigi. Round number 3. The category is science and chemistry. Question 1. What gas do plants absorb during photosynthesis? Question 2. Which organ in the human body is responsible for pumping blood? Question 3. True or false? Hot air is lighter than cold air.
Question four. The center of the Earth is called what? Question five. What is the process called when a tadpole transforms into a frog? Question six. What are spherical rocks that contain hollow cavities lined with crystals? Question 7. Breaking the barrier of the speed of what causes a phenomenon known as the sonic boom? And now the round three answers. Question 1. What gas do plants absorb during photosynthesis?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide. CO2 is correct. Carbon dioxide is produced when humans and animals and mammals breathe out. We breathe in oxygen, out carbon dioxide, and plants use the carbon dioxide in photosynthesis.
To produce
more oxygen. It is an awesome cycle. Very cool. Question 2. Which organ in the human body is responsible for pumping blood?
Your heart.
Correct. Your heart has to work really hard. It's got a really important job. Question 3. True or false? Hot air is lighter than cold air.
True. Because like when you go into a fire, you don't say stop, jump, and roll. Drop and roll because all the cold air goes to the bottom and all the hot air. Like smoke, normally goes to the top, and it doesn't stay on the bottom.
Very good, Ren. True. This is why smoke from fire goes into the air and why hot air balloons rise. Smoke consists of fine dust particles in gases released by the fire. This gas has just been heated by the fire and is thus lighter than the surrounding cold air. And then it rises upwards. This effect is used in hot air balloons, too. They float because the hot air inside of them is lighter than the colder air outside.
Huh.
Very good. You even explained why it was true. Good job. Question 4. The center of the Earth is called what?
Core?
The core is the center of the Earth and is made up of two parts, the liquid outer core and the solid inner core. The outer core is made of nickel, iron, and molten rock. I bet it's really warm. Really hot.
Rico would love that.
Rico would love that. That's why you can't dig through the whole Earth because, like, you couldn't dig your way to the other side because you'd get to the core and that would be it. Question 5. What is the process called when a tadpole transforms into a frog?
Oh, no, I just heard this yesterday somewhere. I know metamorphosis, but that's a butterfly.
Same thing. It is metamorphosis. I was going to put the butterfly on there, and I knew that was going to be too easy. So a tadpole turning into a frog is metamorphosis, just like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly.
I have a dumb song stuck in my head about that.
What's that?
It's from Big City Greens. Tilly is like, metamorphosis. I am a chrysalis. Butterflies are neato. Put cheese on my burrito. It's just them.
I love Tilly Green. She's so funny. Question 6. What are spherical rocks that contain hollow cavities lined with crystals?
Geodes.
Yes, that is correct. They're so pretty. Have you ever found a geode?
No, but I found one on my teacher's desk.
Okay. But you've never found one in nature? No, okay. They're beautiful.
It's hard to tell. Like, you see people like on YouTube just like finding them everywhere. And then there's me. What's the difference between the rock and the geode?
Right, because you don't really know until you break them open, I would imagine. Question 7. Breaking the barrier of the speed of what causes a phenomenon known as a sonic boom?
Light.
Wrong-o, the speed of sound. A sonic boom is a sound associated with shock waves created when an object travels through the air faster than the speed of sound. Sonic booms generate enormous amounts of sound energy, sounding similar to an explosion or a thunderclap to the human ear. Have you ever heard one before?
No.
I've heard one when military airplanes, like fighter jets, have flown and then they break the sound barrier and it makes a huge boom noise because they broke the speed of sound. That's the only time I've ever heard one, though. Pretty cool.
I remember hearing that.
Pretty cool. Round number 4. The category is baseball. Question 1. When the Chicago Cubs win a game, it is tradition to fly a flag with what letter on it? Question 2. What is the term for when a batter hits the ball and reaches third base safely on that hit? Question 3. What is the name of the fielding position behind home plate? Question 4. What famous Hall of Fame baseball player was known by nicknames such as the Great Bambino and the Sultan of SWAT? Question 5. What is the name of the area where the pitcher throws the ball from? Question 6. What is the term for when a pitcher throws a ball outside the strike zone and the batter does not swing? Question 7. What is the term for when a batter hits the ball and it goes out of bounds? Round 4 answers. Take me out to the ball game. Question number 1. When the Chicago Cubs win a game, it is a tradition to fly a flag with what letter on it?
C.
A W. The Cubs win flag is simply a white flag with a giant letter W on it. So every time the Cubs win, everybody around Chicago flies a W, the W flag. Kind of a cool tradition. Question 2. What is the term for when a batter hits the ball and reaches third base safely?
I was about to say the bases are loaded, but it's not it.
A triple.
Oh.
If you hit the ball and you make it to first base without getting out, it's a single. If you hit the ball and you make it all the way to second base on that one hit, it's a double. And if you make it all the way to third base after your one hit, it's called a triple. And if you make it all the way home, it's a home run. So it doesn't, you can get a home run without hitting it over the fence. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You can hit an in the park home run.
So if you do a home run, wouldn't you get a single, double, triple, and home run?
Well, technically, yeah. But if they give you a home run, they know that you got them all. Question 3. What is the name of the fielding position behind home plate?
Catcher.
It is the catcher. And the catcher, I was the catcher for a while when I was in high school. And the catcher becomes really good friends with the umpire because you're kind of working together back there. The umpire's standing right behind you. You're not working together to like cheat, but you talk and yeah, have conversations because you're literally like right here next to each other. Question 4. What famous Hall of Fame baseball player was known by nicknames such as the Great Bambino and the Sultan of SWAT?
Thank you, Sandlot. The Baby Ruth.
Just Babe. Babe Ruth. Baby Ruth is a candy bar, but Babe Ruth is the answer. Babe Ruth's real name was George Herman Ruth. And he went by the Babe. That's a flattering nickname, right? Question 5. What is the name of the area where the pitcher throws the ball from?
My mother would work.
The pitcher's mound.
Oh my God.
Ren, you've played softball for like 4 years.
My mind is...
Oh, funny. Question 6. What is the term for when a pitcher throws a ball outside of the strike zone and the batter does not swing?
That is a strike. No, outside, that's a ball.
Yes, if it's outside of the strike zone and you don't swing, it's a ball. If you do swing, it's a strike. If you don't swing and it's in the strike zone, it's a...
Strike.
Strike, that's right. How many balls do you get before you can take your base?
5. Or 3.
4. Oh, my word.
4. I said 4 in the end. Sorry.
It's a good thing softball's starting again. You need a refresher course in rules. Maybe we need to watch A League of Their Own or Sandlot, or what's the one where his tendons tie really tight? Rookie of the Year. Henry Rowengardner? When he breaks his arm and he gets that cast and then they undo the cast and he can pitch really, really fast and he plays for the Cubs. Oh, we're going to have to watch it. We have seen it before. Question 7. What is the term for when a batter hits the ball and it goes out of bounds?
Foul.
Foul ball. Are you ready for softball? Are you excited to start playing again?
Yeah.
Even though you don't know the rules, apparently? Yeah.
Round number 5. The category is sizes. Question 1. What Japanese city has the largest population in the world? Question 2. The longest bridge in the world is more than 100 miles or 165 kilometers long. In which Asian country is this bridge located? Question 3. What is the smallest planet? Question 4. What Midwestern curved monument is the highest monument in the world? Question 5. What is the smallest ocean on Earth? Question 6. The shortest day of the year happens in what month? Question 7. What is the largest joint in the human body? A joint is a part of the body where two or more bones meet to allow movement. And now the answers to round 5. Question 1. What Japanese city has the largest population in the world?
Tokyo.
Tokyo is the answer. As of 2024, Japan's capital, Tokyo, is the most populous city in the world with over 37 million inhabitants. India's New Delhi and China's Shanghai are second and third in population. So it goes Tokyo, New Delhi, Shanghai, biggest cities in the world. Crazy. You know how big the town is that I grew up in? Not even 100 people. Less than 100 people is the town I grew up in, and there's 37 million in Tokyo. Question 2. The longest bridge in the world is more than 100 miles or 165 kilometers long. In which Asian country is this bridge located?
I was going to the Golden Gate Bridge, but if it's in Asia...
I'm just looking for the country. What country is the longest bridge in?
I don't know.
The answer is China. Excuse my pronunciation of this, but the Danyang Kunshan Grand Bridge is a railway bridge to provide high-speed rail service across China. So trains go on it. It cost a whopping $8.5 billion to construct, but has been designed to withstand not only typhoons and magnitude 8 earthquakes, but also direct hits from naval vessels weighing up to 330 tons. So it can withstand a typhoon, an earthquake, and getting hit by a giant boat. Pretty cool. Engineering marvel. Question 3. What is the smallest planet?
Pluto. Well, it was.
Okay, Pluto was what is now, that Pluto turned into a dwarf planet.
June.
The answer is Mercury. Mercury is only 1/3 the width of Earth. So Pluto was the smallest until they said, sorry, Pluto, you're no longer a real planet. And now it's Mercury. So I'll give you credit for either one. You can have credit for that. Question 4. What Midwestern curved monument is the highest monument in the world?
I have no idea.
The answer is the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Missouri. You've seen the arch. We drove past it last summer. Oh, yeah. So when we were driving home from Santa Claus, Indiana, we drove past St. Louis and you got to see the arch. I've been in the arch when I lived in St. Louis. Yeah, you take a little tram car all the way to the top of the arch and you can, there's an observation deck that is up there. Yeah, it is 630 feet tall, which is twice as tall as the Statue of Liberty. Question 5. What is the smallest ocean on Earth?
The Atlantic.
It's the Arctic.
Arctic. Ah, I was getting Atlantic and Arctic mixed up.
Yeah, it's the Arctic. Question 6. The shortest day of the year happens in what month?
February.
It is December or June, depending on where you live. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere like we do, it's in December. It happens on either December 21, 22, or 23. And if you live in the Southern Hemisphere like Australia, the shortest day is in June, either the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. So what's crazy is that winter for us in the Northern Hemisphere is in like December. Winter for people in the Southern Hemisphere is in June. So when it's hot here, it's not as hot there and vice versa. World is crazy. Question 7. What is the largest joint in the human body? A joint is a part of the body where two or more bones meet to allow movement.
Your knee.
Yes, your knee is the largest joint in your body. Can you think of something else that would be a joint?
Your elbow.
Elbow is a joint. Your ankle is a joint.
Isn't your shoulder?
Your hip, I think, is a joint. Yeah, you had a joint up here in your shoulder. Yep. But the biggest one is your knee. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1. What is the slowest animal on Earth?
3-toed sloth.
Question 2. What game involves stacking colorful blocks to clear lines and prevent the stack from reaching the top?
Tetris.
Question 3. What gas do plants absorb during photosynthesis?
Carbon dioxide.
Question 4. What is the largest joint in the human body?
Knee.
Question 5. What Midwestern curved monument is the highest monument in the world?
The Gateway Arch in St. Louis.
Question 6. Which famous Hall of Fame baseball player was known by nicknames such as the Great Bambino and the Sultan of SWAT?
Babe Ruth.
Question 7. What are spherical rocks that contain hollow cavities lined with crystals?
Geodes.
Geodes. Do you struggle to talk with the braces in?
Yeah, and normally I just say geodes. Don't know why. but...
You just call them Geos? You give them a little nickname, like an abbreviation? Like, here's my Geo tracker. Oh, man, I wanted one of those when I was in high school. So cool. That was like a little type of Jeep. All right, here come your shout-outs. Platypus comes from Cade and Charlie.
Thank you, Cade and Charlie.
Video games comes from listener Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Science comes from Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Chemistry comes from Bronson.
Thank you, Bronson.
Chicago Cubs baseball comes from Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
And baseball comes from a whole bunch of people. Asher.
Thank you, Asher.
Braxton, Bailey, and Bennett.
Thank you, Braxton, Bailey, and Bennett.
And James and Worth.
Thank you, James and Worth.
Sizes comes from Leo and Teddy.
Thank you, Leo and Teddy.
And space comes from listener Wesley.
Thank you, Wesley.
Here come your birthdays. First birthday shout out goes to listener Jonah, who is turning 7.
Happy birthday, Jonah.
Happy birthday, Jonah. What rhymes with Jonah? Do you eat bologna? Happy birthday, Jonah. And our next shout out goes to listener Camden.
Happy birthday, Camden.
Happy birthday to Camden. What rhymes with Camden? These names are hard to rhyme with. Happy birthday, Camden. Maybe they're supposed to just go by Cam or Den. Happy birthday, Cam. You are a ham. Maybe you go by Den. That rhymes with hen. Happy birthday, Camden.
Happy birthday, Camden.
And our next birthday shout out goes to listener Demi, who turns 8 this week. Happy birthday, Demi. Happy birthday to Demi. Your name rhymes with Remy from Big City Greens. Hope you have the best day and you get to eat a lot of cake and ice cream with sprinkles and cupcakes and all the good things and cotton candy and everything else, Demi. Happy birthday! And our next birthday goes out to listener Olivia.
Happy birthday, Olivia.
She turns 8 and she is from Chicago, home of the Cubs that we talked about. And this is a special shout out from your mom, your dad, and your big brother. Happy birthday, Olivia. Have you ever been to Bolivia?
Do you like trivia?
Do you like to listen to trivia? Happy birthday, Olivia. Good job on the trivia thing. I didn't even know Olivia and trivia were a rhyme. Nice work. All I came up with was Bolivia.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, and our last birthday shout out goes to listener Wesley, who turns 5.
Happy birthday, Wesley.
I wonder if he goes by Wes. I can rhyme with Wes easier than Wesley. Happy birthday, Wes. I like to impress you with this song, Wes or Wesley. This is the bestly song you've ever heard. Happy birthday, Wesley.
Happy birthday, Wesley.
And here is your conversation starter, Ren. What is the best thing about having a pet?
Probably just being able to like love them and stuff like that.
We decided that Rico's birthday was going to be Star Wars Day because we got him yesterday. So Rico's birthday is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, Rico. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.